It's Friday night, and that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to CFL Easy Picks. We are going into week eight. 8 weeks old. Nobody expected us to go past three. My fellow co-host this evening is Mr. Heavyset.
The Iron Man of CFL Easy Picks.
The other Iron Man of CFL Easy Picks. Mr. Old School will not be joining us this evening. He's catching Pokemon, which I believe means he's masturbating in front of other dudes, but that's me. So, to get right through to it.
That's his new version of a Cheapy Tuesday.
Exactly. How he used to have to get water before his old school recordings. He's Pokemon going now. So let's continue. Power rankings as per usual. Calgary is still in first place.
They got the heavy set rub.
They do got the heavy set rub. They came from behind. Well, they were only down 15, but they came from behind strong in the fourth quarter this week and ended up winning 35-15. So they looked great. The Ottawa Redblacks continue to play well and are in second place. The BC Lions handed out a whooping to the Alouettes, a 20-point whooping. So the Lions jumped from fifth to third. The Tiger Cats remain in fourth. Eskimos drop two places to fifth. Toronto stays in sixth. They had a bye week, so can't really move up or down. The Blue Bombers go up to seventh. Alouettes drop to eighth, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders remain in ninth place in the power rankings, according to TSN.ca. In news, Alouettes, their kicker's been playing terrible. He somehow shanked a punt, and it only went like 12 yards this week. He is the worst he's ever played, so the Alouettes have put him on a six-game injured reserve list and signed a new kicker. Hopefully, the Alouettes can turn their kicking game around from a guy who went 36 for 43 last season. He's sucking ass so far this season, so that's unfortunate reality. No news coming out of Calgary outside the big win. I guess the biggest news is Ottawa Redblacks quarterback Henry Burris telling off TSN commentators this week. These guys at TSN that always want to jump on me every week. So all the people talking junk out there, you can take it and shove it, all right? That's all I have to say. Heavyset, he was not playing that well. He came back from injury. Do you think his comments toward his critics are warranted or not?
I think in his own mind they're warranted, but yeah.
I mean, this is a common occurrence in the NFL, from what I understand. Especially, like, Skip Bayless is mentally retarded, from what I understand, so, with his love for Romo.
Well, you got a lot of commentators like that in the NFL, but it's, you got Stephen A. Smith is one, and Skip Bayless. Those guys go crazy on people, but their little rants and everything get attention, and people listen to them. Whether they're right or wrong is not the key of listening. It's just they garner the attention. I remember when Manziel was drafted and Skip Bayless was like saying how all these teams were going to regret not drafting Manziel. Yeah, I don't think anybody regrets not drafting Manziel.
Yeah, speaking of Manziel, love that opening clip on the NFL Easy Picks off season this week. what's all this cocaine doing here?
I would suggest you to check out Mike Polk Jr. That's one of his videos. I always try, like, the past couple of years I've done those in the off season when we do a show, and I was like, I gotta do this one. It was not as good as, I think last year was Jimmy Haslam. He was playing Jimmy Haslam calling all these other owners, trying to, like, get rid of Johnny Manziel. And, like, everybody was, like, hanging up on him, and then he ends up calling, like, he calls all these teams in the NFL, then he has to go to the Arena Football League and calls the Cleveland team, and they hang up on him. He's just like, God damn it! And that's all the end of the episode. Or the video.
That's great. I'll have to check that out. And anybody else listening, I highly suggest you check it out because the audio was hilarious. So I can't imagine what the visual looks like. All right. So current CFL Easy Pick standings.
Well, we're not going to talk about the canceled game?
Oh, that would be on your podcast, no?
No, because we don't even talk about that. The preseason is the CFL of the NFL.
Yeah. Is it bad field conditions from what I saw?
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened before. I remember watching that game where they just laid down the new sod. They punted and it looked like it landed on the little thing to hold up the football.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen some baseball games where the dugouts get flooded, which makes no sense to me. But, you know, a lot of these cities are getting old and...
Well, this is
infrastructure.
This is a new stadium.
Oh, this is the LA Stadium?
No, the Hall of Fame game is in Canton, Ohio, right? Literally, probably about 45 minutes down the road from me.
Oh, okay.
And the stadium is right outside the Hall of Fame itself, and that's where they have the game every year. They just tore down the old one and put in a new one, and that's also either was or is also the stadium for the local high school. Which is a pretty good stadium. So after the high school football season, they tore it down, and they had like 10 months to build this. And supposedly one of the worst problems was the paint was they used cheap paint.
But why? It's a multi-billion dollar company, the NFL. That makes no sense to me.
See, this is what I'm trying to figure out when it comes to the Hall of Fame game and everything. It's not, like, the Hall of Fame is not the NFL Hall of Fame. It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and pretty much is... all NFL, and they do have some, not XFL.
It's the American Football League?
They have some AFL stuff in there, too. I think, technically, they could always recognize, like, CFL stuff, but normally, if somebody's good in CFL, they go to NFL, and then they go from there type thing.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I'm not sure, because I read that the NFL canceled it, but I'm not sure if it was the NFL or the Players Association.
Because they did a top 10 on TSN of, like, worst field conditions of certain things that have happened, and it's obvious, pyro sets the ground on fire and stuff like that. A soccer game, a guy jumped over, like, the ad, and there was, like, a hidden compartment underneath and fell down a set of stairs somewhere in Colombia or something. But canceling it for bad paint, they're saying it was causing something on the field. Maybe is it a new type? I know
they said they made it. It was like concrete.
Okay, because I know there's a girl I play volleyball with, and she works at this new company that's developing new kind of hybrid AstroTurf type thing. So I don't know. Maybe they did it for the Olympics, or not the Olympics, the last Euro Cup. So obviously her company can't screw up. So whatever company they used, I guess, but it didn't cut it for them. So,
but yeah, we had her cancel game, and that sucked.
Yeah. Paint melted on the artificial grass blades and rubber pellets, resulting in gooey mixture that might have caused players' cleats to stick to the ground.
I blame the cheeseheads.
The actual surface transplanted from the Superdome after the 2016 Sugar Bowl. So maybe during the transportation it got all effed up. Who knows? But you're blaming the CFL for an NFL Hall of Fame game cancellation?
No, cheeseheads.
Oh, cheeseheads. Well, I don't appreciate that. I'm a cheesehead, I sent to you on the Facebook.
they were legit everywhere, and I was kind of upset because I was wearing Brown stuff, and I couldn't be like, go Bears, because they'd be like, you're a Browns fan. What do you care? Like, I went to a mall, and there was, like, people in Packers stuff, and some... I'm guessing we're out of town. They had to be out of town. And the mall that I was at was probably a half hour away from the actual Hall of Fame. Which, by the Hall of Fame, there is another mall, and that problem was even worse. I didn't even attempt to go in that direction.
Curious how far apart that is. It's 9 hours, so that's pretty decent.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta go around Lake Erie.
But you're going to come to see Brett Favre get inducted into the Hall of Fame, and then probably, because that was on Saturday, and then a lot of them are probably going to maybe go to the Hall of Fame game. Hall of Fame, I want to go to the Hall of Fame game. I was pissed because the last time the Hall of Fame game was canceled was 5 years ago, and the freaking Bears were in it. Bears versus the Rams.
Who are now the Los Angeles Rams.
Yep.
Which should make an interesting dynamic when Los Angeles has yet another losing team this year.
Oh, yeah. So it's getting Canadian football, eh?
Yeah. All right. So let's get back to the CFL. Easy pick standings as of week 8. Still in first place, the mayor with 16 points. A new second place leader, myself, with 15 points.
Boo.
Third place, Heavy Set with 14 points.
Yeah.
Tied for fourth, we have Mattson and the Mop Jockey with 13. Tied for fifth, we have Coachies and Mr. Old School at 12. Sixth place, Legend Killer 003 with 11. Tied for seventh, Double A, Andy Anderson and GM Bike with 9. 8th place, Kanye West with 7, and 9th place, Dark Spirit with 6. He's only made 2 weeks' picks, but he actually got his picks in this week, so we'll see if that changes yet again. So the games this week, starting off Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2-4 Montreal Alouettes visiting the 2-4 Edmonton Eskimos. The Eskimos are favored by 7.5 points. Heavy set, who are you taking?
I'm going with the Eskimos.
I am
going
to take the Alouettes. I think the new kicker will light a fire up under the Alouettes' ass. Right. Following night, we have the Andy Anderson Winnipeg Blue Bombers at 3-4, visiting the 4-2 Toronto Argonauts. Toronto's favored by 4 points. I'm going to take the Argos.
As am I.
As are you. All right. Following that, we have the Calgary Stampeders at 4-1-1, visiting the 1-5 Saskatchewan Roughriders. Calgary's surprisingly only favored by 6 points. Heavy set?
Calgary.
I will follow suit with that. And finally, to end this week, we have the Hamilton Tiger Cats at 3-3, visiting the BC Lions, who are currently at 4-2. The BC Lions are favored by 3. I am going to take the Lions. They just came off a really good win against Montreal, and I believe they'll continue going, competing for first place in the West against Calgary. Have you set?
I'm also go Lions.
Lions. All right. And those are our picks for the week. Mr. Old School, if you hear this, your picks are due by Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've tweeted you. I don't want any excuses for the tweets not for the picks not coming in. And unfortunately, no tweets and no emails this week. So, heavy set trivia. I don't have the intro theme. So, unfortunately, we're just going right into the trivia. Heavy set, your current record as of week 7 is 5-9. I already gave you a quick day head up. This is all.
No, you didn't. You gave me like so many hours. When I got, I almost said like I thought it was supposed to be a couple days.
Yeah, well, I had to record all of a sudden. I think they're simple enough this week, though. All right, question one. Which team was the first to win 5 Grey Cups in a row? Was it Calgary, Edmonton, or Toronto?
Edmonton.
You are correct. The Edmonton Eskimos won 5 Grey Cups in a row from 78 to 82.
Right now?
Yes. Question two. During the decade of 2001 to 2010, how many Grey Cup championships did the Alouettes win? 3, 4, or 5?
5.
Incorrect. They won 3. They appeared in 5.
I'm not impressed by my performance.
And finally, true or false, the Grey Cup once ended because officials ran out of footballs.
True.
That is correct. It was the 44th Grey Cup. It ended because the fans were stealing the balls and they ran out of balls.
Right now.
So you are now 7-10 as of week 8. Plenty of time to make a comeback. I will give you a warning as of the weekend to maybe brush up on some CFL stuff this time. So that will end it for us this evening on CFL Easy Picks coming into week 8. Get all your picks in at stablewars.com or tweet us at CFL Easy Picks. Heavy set on the Trending Topics Network. NFL Easy Picks is obviously coming back next week, week after.
Within the month.
Like September. So
should all right. We should have at least one episode, I think, either by the end of this month, beginning of next month, by roughly Labor Day weekend, we should record our preseason episode.
Okay, yeah, because preseason starts in 2-3 weeks, a month.
No, preseason starts this weekend.
Oh,
actually, no, preseason was supposed to start with the Hall of Fame game, which we completely missed, but this weekend will be week 1, and then for us, because like you guys celebrate Labor Day too, right?
We do.
Okay, that is always the last week of or weekend of football, but they do it on Thursday and Friday. That's when all the game 4 preseason games are, and then we kick off the Thursday after or Wednesday, depending on if they have to bump it for something, which they did, I think, 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, I see it starting Thursday. It looks like it starts Thursday.
Yeah, it'll be, it's the Thursday after Memorial Labor Day.
Okay.
And then September 11th is the first regular Sunday of football.
All right. And Heavy Set also does pick'ems through Yahoo. If you've been invited, come and play. If not, if you'd like an invite, I'm sure you could tweet him at HeavySet330.
And as of right now, we are looking for one more player for our fantasy league, which it is a huge, huge league this year. I think we have 15 players committed, so if we get one more, it'll be 16.
Yeah. My only request this year is not 2 minutes between picks. Let's narrow that down to like 45 seconds.
One of the problems was we had guys like Joe and Dan, who I don't think I invited Dan this year, but they would auto draft, and then they would keep checking in on the draft, and whenever you would do that, they would recognize it, and they would act like you were looking and you were coming back. So they would wait the full 2 minutes. I have eliminated a lot of roster spots. Like, we went down a lot this year, especially with having up to 16 people. All I'm looking for is one more person to fill it all out. And what's my... Oh, yeah, my team name is the Fighting Sharks.
All right. Excellent. As per usual, find me at Killer Carpe Diem on Twitter. Email us cfleasypicks@gmail.com. And we're recording All Beer Inside this weekend. Get your stuff in that you want us to talk about, or MFK or tournaments or whatever you think would be funny for us to talk about while we're intoxicated. And that will end it this evening. So everybody have yourself a great week 8 in the CFL.
Smartest, you eat M&M's, and you think all our money looks pretend. Yeah, we got Bryan Adams, hey, you got Bruce Springsteen, but we can drink in bars when we're just 19. You got Brad Pitt, but we got Keanu Reeves, but we got the best lake fishing, you best believe. Yeah, you make fun of us cause we spell color with a U. You think you're all that, Mr. Red, White, and Blue. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football, except we got big balls and a longer field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, the men up here. We got stronger beer. You got Dunkin' Donuts, we got Timmy's. We got more land, but bro, you got more cities. You sure love the NFL, MLB, and the NBA. But to the great white north, hockey is the only game. Hey, we say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football, except we got big balls in a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch on your TV. You got a stronger army down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. So here's to you, my southern neighbor, all kidding aside. It takes me 6 beers to get pissed drunk, but for you, it takes 9, sucker! We say hey, you say y'all, yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, men up here. We got stronger.